When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
It's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums, I'm
ready, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh my God, he just ran in.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Let's do it! Go! Go! Go!
Dracarys.
I saw on TikTok they're selling these miniature gavels and blocks where if you hit it, it makes the Law and Order sound. Dun dun
dun dun
dun dun, dun.
Can't you just get that on the internet?
No, of course you can, but it's like stupid shit you don't need on TikTok, and it's scrolling impulsively late at night going, ooh, I think I want that. There's also a miniature air horn that you can have. It's on your keychain. It's a keychain air horn that's not really an air horn. It's
well, that's smart. I love those. That'd be cool.
Neat.
Neat. Waste of money. We're wasting our money and our lives on
TikTok. What is it to waste money, Sam? You know
this. I know. All right. The OGs are here on a Wednesday. Free at last. Free at last from behind the paywall. Oh, Scott doesn't like that reference. A little bit insensitive there. But free from the paywall this week. I'm offering you guys up to my broader audience.
Deep dates. Very nice.
So for those
who are these guys?
Yeah,
never
who are these guys? I thought they were dead. I can't believe it. They're alive.
That's alive. Right.
I don't want Lynn if I got to pay for him. I definitely don't want Lynn if he's free.
Right. Now, hopefully I'll get seven people that go, oh, shit, they're Fridays? I would love to hear you, Zabe, with the old guys. On Fridays, here's my $5. Here, take my money and shove it in my face.
Take my money.
Seven people will say that. Half the people listening will email me going, glad I don't pay for this. They're not nearly as good as you think they are.
Half, Eddie, half.
You have a good day, sir.
Well, let's give them the best show we can give them today, shall we? And then they'll come running, throwing their money at me like middle-aged women throwing their panties at Def Leppard. Okay?
Tom Jones, exactly.
Tom Jones, okay. Cut number one.
I miss Tiger. The U.S. Open is this week at Oakmont. Oh. And, you know, Tiger Woods used to be so electric in everything he did when it came to golf. Just his presence alone. The 2008 Open at Oakmont that was won by El Pato, the now felon, the released felon from Argentinian prison.
Senior Tour winner. Right?
Yes, Angel Cabrera, nicknamed El Pato, or the Duck.
The Duck.
Because of how he walks. He won that year over Tiger and his super smedium shirt. Do you remember the tight red smedium shirt Tiger wore in 08 at Oakmont? That was at the peak of his roiding, working out years, his skinless chicken and high reps years.
Yes, I do.
Even when Tiger wouldn't win majors, he was so electric to watch. And everyone was thinking about, is he going to win this week? I do miss him. A lot of people said when he first started to he's not playing anymore, I'm going to miss Tiger, or I miss him already. And I'm like, there's plenty of other good golfers because I'm a golf nerd. So I was dismissive, boys, of the Tiger effect. No longer.
You brought up Def Leppard. So, Sally, for you, I'll bring up Cinderella. You don't know what you got till it's gone, right? They were the power balladeers with that song. Zabe, I'm glad to hear you say that because so many people, I'm done, can't wait till he goes. He always makes himself the story. You got Scheffler, you got guys, but you're telling me that, love him or hate him, you didn't like the electricity, positive or negative flow. You didn't like the electricity. Like, tell me the last time you got that from a PGA event or a USGA event. And there may be a couple.
Right.
But that era was so polarizing, but effing awesome, man.
Yeah.
Now he's like a Ric Flair at a wrestling convention. You know? Oh, there he's waddling in and out of shape. There's Tiger. He used to play. Remember, son? He was even just five. When did he win the Masters? 18, 19?
19, now, right before the pandemic.
Now,
a crippled shell of his former self. Here.
Dave, what do you love about your beloved game these days? And I don't say that as poo-poo. Like, I tune in on Sundays. But Rory this week ahead of Oakmont, was the headline on ESPN.com, admits to an 81 as Oakmont nears. Like, what the F is going on with our beloved Rory?
But 81.
It's Scheffler and you're like, please, someone make this fun.
I know. And Scheffler's great, and he's interesting in his own subtle ways.
Yes, dad stuff, we love that. Right. This ain't hating on Scotty, but we like when there's a field. We like when there's drama.
Yeah.
There ain't no drama these days.
Did you see him cutting the grass with push mowers on Monday?
I saw that they're out in force. They look
out of here.
Oh, Solly, it was a great video.
Push mowers.
Yes.
That's what I use for my eighth of an acre. How do they cover thousands of
they had an army of guys behind them.
It looked like Super Mario Kart with push mowers.
I guess
if I said they had 50 guys with toros pushing them, I was probably not exaggerating, right, Scott?
You're probably underbidding. Yeah. It was amazing to see.
Now
I showed it to Justin in case we're dying.
Did you see the guy with the hand shears trimming the edges of the So
it's like Michelle at my barber who does my eyebrows and then gets the two hairs at the top after she gives me the one up the sides.
Right. So on the Capital Golf Gang, which I know you downloaded and listened to that fine podcast, John Gould of the Mid-Atlantic PGA said, yes, the whole overkill with the grounds crew was, quote, performative in a way. And I agree. That's a great word. It was performative. Like, look at the obsessive care we're putting into the course. But that said, I thought about this push mower golf course. If there is a hell, and I know that you Jews don't believe in hell,
you got to go somewhere if you're bad.
But us goyim, we do. And I believe hell's got to be, Solly, having to cut a golf course, entire golf course, with only a push mower and bag it. And bag
this
it.
Might be a dumb question.
You have to cut it. Hold on. You have to cut it.
How did they used to do it?
Hold on. You have to cut it. You have to bag it. And you have to put it in garbage bags and take them out to the curb.
God, I remember bagging when I mowed lawns in 1988 for a summer. My
right?
God.
Like, did you bag them in garbage bags, waste garbage bags?
I think we had those paper bags, waste bags that you use now. I don't think
they had them in the 80s. I think we just put them in plastic bags.
I don't remember how we did it.
I would often dump clippings down storm drains, which is not recommended.
Hey,
listen. Eventually, a heavy rain washed it all down.
Unless it's clogged, yes.
No, you cannot clog. You cannot clog a storm drain with grass clippings. Can't be done. Those storm pipes are this big. We used to crawl through the storm pipes on the main streets of Clay in Virginia.
Prison, Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
We did, Scott. We did our own Andy Dufresne like scenes.
Yes,
because at the neighborhood I lived in, it outputted towards a creek. Because all the storm water has to go somewhere, and it outputted to a creek. And we one time went deep underneath the neighborhood of the McLean Hunt, like Andy Dufresne. Now, there were tiny tunnels and everything else. But, yeah.
That's crazy.
So imagine the hell of an entire golf course.
Oh, God.
Having to cut it and bag it and carry the bags. Like, you're literally a mile and a half on the farthest part of the golf course, and you're carrying a plastic hefty full of grass.
That does
all the way.
That's probably what Guantanamo is. What we're doing to these people. Yes. Cut the golf course with scissors.
Right. You know how long that would take you? You would never stop mowing. You would just mow until you collapse and die.
You said you used to mow in the hood. Think back to the wrestling match with the, you know, pick your mower, the Toro with gas,
the Honda.
And by the way, did it have the assist pull? Because some of them.
Oh, we didn't have they didn't invent that till our second mower. I remember that.
The rich people had the assist.
You had physical push.
We had a craftsman. We had to borrow a bag. The Lins did not have a bag. We did not have the means for a bag growing up on the mean streets of Northeast Philadelphia. So I had to borrow a bag. I hoped that it fit. I don't remember if these things were universal or not.
Did you have a row home? You had very little lawn.
I did, and I had a small lawn and a small backyard before we put the above ground bougie pool in the back of it. But
at least it was a pool.
Of course. But when we mowed, we had I was like begging for a bag because this shit would just blow everywhere. And then you borrowed the bag, Zabe. You got this wet ass grass in there. And then you had to go in with your hand, like not be a schmuck and come out like the dude from the Adam Sandler golf film, which I'm totally drawing a blank. The sequel.
Gilmore.
Is it Chubbs with the digits or whatever?
Right.
Yes. Carl Weathers.
You had to reach in there and like unclog the blade from all the wet clippings. Then you would pull the elastic, Zabe, and it was like a wrestling match. You're like, I gotta get this thing open and then dump it in a bag or throw it in a can. And it was never good enough.
No, it was
the struggles, man.
Old Tom Morris days, how did they keep golf courses nice, right?
How did they cut the grass?
Real mowers?
They had real mowers, but they also, the Lynx courses, the ground was kept bare by sheep. So they would nip at the grass to keep it. Yeah.
Animals took care of it for you.
Animals basically took care of it.
Animals do eat grass. Sheep and horses, right? They ate grass.
Rabbits, too. The old course was overrun with rabbits one year because they were, breeding. They were breeding rabbits on a neighboring property in St. Andrews.
Yeah, they're breeding like rabbits over there.
Right. And
there you go, UNAC Green.
They got out of control, and they were burrowing and tearing up the old course. Yeah, this was like 18, 20.
Like a groundhog in Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Spackler.
Like anyway,
rabbits are so cute. We have them in the yard sometimes. I see one. It's little ears. Yes. And he runs away.
Yes. Anyway, I miss Tiger. Just wanted to get that out there. Cut two. Vegas Strip shooting. The Strip was shocked, and Vegas was shocked when two people were murdered and caught on camera in a YouTube streamer dispute in front of the iconic Bellagio Fountains, which many would argue is the beating heart of the modern Vegas Strip. Finny Da Legend, one of the two shooting victims who died, and fellow streamer Sin City Manny, the Trigger Man, had been beefing for months. They trolled each other, disagreed, and had lengthy conversations over the course of hours on a myriad of streams and sometimes different social media handles. It came to a point, and next thing you know, you've got Finny the Legend dead with his girlfriend and Manuel Ruiz, 41, going to jail for the rest of his life, if not to death row and, you know, over the electric
social
chair.
Media beef.
Remember, kids, look for cameras. If you're going to shoot somebody, don't do it on camera, for God's sake. So just have some idea of...
I think they would have unraveled that case either way, but it doesn't help that he was on
Chief
video.
Chief Wiggum could have solved that one. Yeah, it looks like this guy was beefing with you for years, and now you're dead. Yeah, let's go check on this guy.
Well, plus there's a ton of witnesses out there on the Strip. Now, the Strip, Scott, has been pretty safe of this kind of stuff for most years. Like, you don't hear about this a lot. Disney is a lot like the adult, or excuse me, Vegas is like the adult Disneyland to a certain extent.
Yes.
So this is the kind of thing that if they don't get this under control, it could have huge effects for Vegas tourism. Because people show up there like, oh yeah, the fountains, take a picture, this is great. I mean, there's families there with freaking strollers. So,
I mean, I hear you, and you've been out there more recently than I have.
Yeah.
But aside from, God forbid, the Route 91, the country festival, which is just absolutely a horrific stain and memory and Vegas strong and everything that came out of that, this is the only, you know, you get your occasional drag race.
Tupac, your occasional the country music horror, and then this.
Yep.
Only things I can think about.
Henry Ruggs.
And Henry Ruggs at 3 a.m. But it's just so stupid. Like, historians will look back and go, when did society really begin to accelerate its unraveling? And they'll mention the Finny the Legend versus Sin City Manny dispute that ended up in gunfire.
Does anybody know what the core of the beef was? Because I'm always fascinated by, like, how bad, you know, you killed of the two beef. People. Why?
Are you looking for a rational reason?
You always wonder what the cause of murder is, Scott.
Yes.
Like, husband and wife.
Doesn't fucking matter. I hear you loud and clear, but I'm like, did you do this?
Do you think Finny the Legend was like, yo, tune into the next episode of Finny the Legend. I got the best specials, 2-for-1s downtown, best breakfast buffet offers. You know, check out my YouTube for it. And then, you know, Sin City Manny's like, Yo, fuck Finny the Legend. He ain't shit, man. I got the better deets. I got the better, you know, info on where to play, you know, 2-to-1 blackjack and this and that. Oh, yeah?
Quarter slots.
Right. I'm Mr. Vegas on YouTube. No, I'm Mr. Vegas on YouTube. Bang, bang, you're dead. Good. Well, you're going to jail for life.
I will tell you where the best $6.99 filet mignon is, and you will just have mind blown.
Right. I do follow a number of Vegas influencers on Twitter, and I am fascinated by them. They crank out content all the time. Jen G Starfish is one of them, and she goes to hotel rooms randomly and says, I'm here today at Harrah's. This is a typical room that I paid for with my own money. Here's what you can expect to get. She goes in there and she films it all. She points out, you know, little dinks and chinks on the furniture and whether or not the sheets are clean and stains on the carpet.
That's where Michael money can buy. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's fun to watch. Jacob Orth, Scott is another one. So you follow Jen G Starfish?
I believe I do because I've seen the hotel room reviews. And then the other one you turned me on, was it Sin City Scanner or Sin City?
Oh, yeah, Sin City Las Vegas Scanner, I believe it is.
It's a police
scanner.
Yeah,
and people transcribing it
dressed as a anime with his dick out wants you to give him $1 so you can take a picture with him. Hey, thanks.
There's a minion passed out in the fountains at Bellagio with vomit all over his yellow suit.
Check for bullets, yo.
Anyway, come on, people.
Well, this is great for Sin City Manny's cred. This is he's got a ton of more users now. Unfortunately, I can't post content anymore.
No,
I think I don't believe they allow streamers and YouTubers to keep working in jail. You can read, right? I think I don't know what else you can do. Lift weights.
Learn a trade, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you cannot be a streamer or an influencer inside the joint. You're right. It's too bad because it was hashtag great content, as the kids like to say.
Oh, well.
Cut three. Illinois sucks. Have you seen the new gambling tax that Governor Pritzker and the state legislature put on the gambling industry in the good old state of Illinois, or the land of Lincoln?
I have not. I know that, Solly, your governor, Wes Moore, there's a new gambling tax, sports gambling tax in Maryland in the new budget. So it may be comparable.
Well, we got to make money from this stuff, or else what the hell's the point, right?
We do. That is true.
Well, here
we're allowing
it is.
Weed and gambling, not for the good of people, but to make money. We're here for the money.
Illinois has crippling debt due to the overly generous pensions offered to their public employee unions. And so they are never going to get out from that until there's a politician or the legislative will to somehow break those iron chains. It's just math, basically. They were given too generous a deal where you retire as a city employee at age 50, whatever.
And you get 100% of your salary.
For life. Right away.
Right. 100% of your money.
The government figured that out in 1983. Like, oh, we're going to go really broke if we keep giving these retirements.
Did the government change that in 83?
Yes, they changed that. My dad was on the old system. It was great. When he retired after 38 years, he got like 75% of his check for the next
10
years. Yeah. And they're like, oh, my God, we're going to go broke. So
his dad bought an MLB team with that money. It was great.
No, it wasn't that much, but. It was enough to live on, but they realized that, yeah, they changed it to now it's 1% of your salary up to 30 years. So no one can make more than 30% of their salary. It used to be like double that.
Yeah.
So they changed that 30 something years.
Illinois broke as a joke. And so now they slapped a gaming tax or gambling tax on sports betting. It'll include a 25-cent per wager tax, which, hey, for a $100 wager, who cares, right? You're not going to see it. But if you're a nickel dimer, you'll see it. And the sports betting companies that applied for a license in the state of Illinois are cheesed off because they're like, look, we paid all this money for a license, and now the state keeps changing the terms, raising taxes, while at the same time allowing a bunch of other sites to operate on the cheap because they simply say, well, we're not gambling. We're a game of skill of some sort. I say to those Illinois gaming companies, probably like FanDuel and DraftKings, as Darth Vader once said, I've altered the deal. Pray that I don't alter it further.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Because Illinois, in their worst deal, sold its parking meter rights to a private entity out of Dubai, I believe.
We're getting 1 cent of every dollar right here to the state of Illinois. 99 cents is going to Dubai.
Have you heard
that deal?
Have you heard this deal, Solly?
No, I didn't know you outsourced parking meters in your state.
In 2008, they sold its parking meter revenues until the year 2083 to the private investor group for $1.2 billion. However, they believe that that company will recoup their investment in 15 years, which has already come and gone, and then be wildly profitable for the remaining 60 years of the contract.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite a deal.
You know, Illinois has had nothing but upstanding, fine politicians forever. No. I don't know how this could happen in this state. This is very odd. Yeah.
And now they got
had like three straight governors who went to jail.
Oh. Right. And now they got this fucking parade float in Pritzker, who I don't know how he gets elected.
Oh, I mean, he's a billionaire. Right. He's very wealthy. He can fund his own campaign.
I know, but people still have to vote for him, right?
Yes.
That just blows my mind.
What I've learned in politics, Dave, is about money. It doesn't really matter who you are or what you do. If you got enough money, you can win.
Running for the Montgomery County Council taught you the brass knuckles that is politics comes down to money.
You need money.
Money and money. The most money.
That usually helps. Not always.
Yeah.
Some rich have lost, but Pritzker's got a lot of money. That helps.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with MyBookie.ag. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ZABE. Go to Indeed.com/ZABE right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. You've heard the saying a million times: the best offense is a good defense. But these words of wisdom extend far beyond sports. In life, the best defense is making sure your life insurance policy is right for you. That's why I go to SelectQuote for the best coverage at the best price. Now that's what I call a power play. For over 40 years, SelectQuote has been one of the most trusted brokers in insurance, helping more than 2 million Americans secure over $700 billion in coverage. Their mission is simple: to find you the right insurance policy for your unique needs. They shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less, and save more than 50% at SelectQuote.com/ZABE. Save more than 50% on term life insurance at SelectQuote.com/ZABE today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/ZABE.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I think this is five we've covered. Thanks, Aaron. Headline: American tourist dies in Peru after taking ayahuasca in a ceremonial ritual.
Oh, no.
Yes. Aaron Wayne Castronova was visiting a spiritual retreat in Peru and died after drinking the drug-infused tea. It was part of a shamanic ritual in Loreto in which he took the hallucinogen, which is banned in the United States. They said that the forensic pathologist working the case said that after he drank the tea, a number of his organs started to break down, leading to his immediate death.
Lord, and this is after mercy. Aaron Rodgers, like, go.
Yeah, this is like Aaron Rodgers. Everyone should do it. Quote, Aaron Rodgers, everyone should try ayahuasca. Is what he said. Yeah. Okay. You might die, but whatever.
Right. So please read the instruction manual. Make sure that your shaman is in tune and properly licensed and knows CPR or something.
Well, how do you know how it's going to react in your body, right?
Of course, you don't.
You don't know if it's safe or not.
So now
it's
they don't test for that, like at those allergy tests, peanuts, eggs, cats.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, I'm going to rub ayahuasca on your back. Let's see if you get bumps.
Look at that reaction. Yeah. Stay away from ayahuasca.
Aaron Rodgers admitting today at Steelers OTA, which he showed up for, that he's been married for a couple of months. Hey, how about that? Don't know much about the bride. No photos online. Are you curious?
A little, but not that much. I'm more interested in the comments from everybody in that division, including, was it Myles Garrett, who said he wants to put Aaron Rodgers in the graveyard.
He's like, yeah, it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard. Hey, I think football needs more pro wrestling angles, you know? I'm going to take that little pipsqueak, and I'm going to squeeze his head like this.
Looking so forward to the season with stuff like this. Let it build.
Yeah, he said today, didn't really elaborate on who the mystery woman was, but, you know, he said, I didn't want to shortchange the guys and sign and be elsewhere mentally or physically, so until I could be here and all in, I needed to take care of my business. Well, that's an interesting take. He didn't want to shortchange the guys and sign
right, and
then not be around. But the net
A
is
stands for altruism, Zabe. Come on now, you know
right,
this.
Right. But the net was you still weren't around. And you're the guy that's got to get up to speed the quickest.
Yeah.
So, you're so noble. You didn't want to sign and then not show up. So you just didn't show up and then you signed? So, like, how's that better?
Right. 70 days later, SAB, still a bag, bro. He's still a bag.
SAB,
I thought he'd wait longer. Sab. I thought he'd sign in like August, like right before first preseason game. All right, let's go.
Guess who's here? And I got married, and but by the way, my delay in getting here was for you.
Yes.
Shit.
Right. Cut five, the Savannah Bananas. I'd like to know where you stand on this phenomenon. Sergeant Blackout on Twitter triggered the Savannah Banana loyalists online, and they're apparently as angry and ready to attack as Beyonce fans.
As the Bayhive, right? There's a Savannah bunch of bananas or whatever clever their name are. You know what? They bring joy to a lot of people.
I know, but
they
here's
modern era Harlem Globetrotters, and they're so much fun to watch. Why would there be hate for the Savannah Bananas?
Well, because Sergeant Blackout tweeted, yo, bro, my phone died. Can you check the score of that Savannah Bananas game? Said fucking no one ever. I mean, it's kind of not the point. It's kind of not the point of are they winning or are they losing?
Right.
But well, I never thought of it that way, you know, which is, are they winning? I have money on them.
So I've never watched them. I know that the deal, they're like the Globetrotters of baseball. Is the game like a real game when they play,
or is it like
a big Ephus pitch and guys running backwards and buckets of confetti and stuff like that? Is it like that?
It's a real game with very loose rules.
Okay.
From what I understand, now I'm not a banana head, so yeah,
I've not seen anything but music and entertainment and dancing and stilts and color and you know, flashes before the eyes. I've never seen scores or, you know, maybe I've seen like a pitch, but everything else is to make you chuckle or bring levity to the situation.
Is there a Washington Generals who they play every game who loses? Is that the deal too?
Colorado Rockies, Solly.
Do you know that there is somebody put out a list of the one stat every team in baseball leads MLB in, and that includes the worst team,
good and bad.
And it's funny because they're very niche stats. Like the Colorado Rockies lead the league in most triples with 19, which makes sense because they play at Coors Field, which is the giantest, you know, the biggest outfield in the majors because they play at altitude, you know, so all the angles, all the gaps. I mean, when a ball goes into the gap at Coors Field, you pretty much have to run into Montana to go get it.
They probably also have 23 doubles where the guy was caught at third, trying to stretch it to a triple, too.
Possibly.
It's a bad stat, yeah.
Right. But just reading every little niche stat, like the Brewers lead the league in fastest base path running in feet per second. That's something that is measured.
Hustling like Babe Ruth around right. the bases. Huh?
So as I'm reading all the stats that all the lesser teams lead in that are obviously
stats
the bad teams.
Of the day.
Right, exactly. The lesser teams that are leading, like the teams that stink, the Marlins, the Rockies, the White Sox, they're, of course, little sliver stats. And out of curiosity, you go, all right, let me see what the Yankees and the Dodgers lead in. And, of course, the Yankees lead the league in team OPS. And the Dodgers lead the league. Dodgers lead the league with batting average with runners in scoring position. Probably the most important stat there is. They're hitting 301 as a team with wrists.
Pretty damn cool.
Yeah. So somebody went to the trouble of doing that. Cut six. Did you see the Denzel Clark catch in Major League Baseball?
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely cool. Amazing.
I mean, this is one of the greatest outfield catches ever. Maybe better in the modern era than the Jim Edmonds running on a dead run on his horse, laying out to catch a ball over his head blind. Remember that catch he had with the Angels back
Absolutely.
In the day?
Absolutely. That's still a ridiculous catch. I don't want
to. Was this Denzel Clark catch even better?
Pick one or pick two. This one, this one. I'll say Clark's better, Zabe. Yeah.
This thing was great. I mean, he just takes off, leaps in one fluid effort, puts his foot out to spike canvas.
Wall.
No, the vinyl. The vinyl padding on the wall with his lead foot, uses that as leverage, climbs up even higher, puts his offhand, his non-glove hand on the top of the wall, and then grabs the home run ball 4 feet above the fence and screaming at Mach 4. And then somehow braces to not go over the wall himself. And boy, I'm now thinking of the late John Brankus as the sports science he could have done on the angular momentum and everything else, the catch radius and the probability. But then he catches it and he hops down from the wall like, yeah, no big deal. And the pitcher standing there with a surrender cobra of shock and awe, like, what just happened? He's thankfully saved it, but he didn't believe it. And then the batter just slows to a stop with his shoulders slumped and a expression of, you dick. Really?
Yeah, ain't that some shit? Right.
Yeah.
Zabe, I love you for thinking of Brankus because it's the first guy I thought of as well with sort of the swoop angle where Clark's glove, when he goes and catches it and he's got a dip on the other side of the wall. And I'm like, this would be perfect for sports science, super sky point of Brankus. It's a ridiculous piece of highlight.
Yeah, it's really good. And he made another catch that was similarly awesome in Toronto, I guess, last week. By the way, he's a Canadian kid. So got that.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Speaking of Canada, can we talk about last night's hockey game and the absurd devolvement of penalties that ensued? With guys stealing other guys' gloves and dumping them on the bench and water bottles being
140
PIM. Yes. Water bottles being squirted from one bench to the other. It was a debacle last night as the Panthers.
Not much offense from the Oilers, but
no. McDavid left the game for a little while, but who was the dude who was looking for there was a guy that was looking for Sam Bennett. I forget who it was on the Oilers that just kept on cross-checking him and then grabbed his neck. And
Lapo Kakanen?
Maybe it was Kapanen.
I just made that name up.
No, you're fine. I think it was Kapanen. Anyway, Bennett scored. Bennett hit anything that moved. Bennett was ridiculous.
Did someone hit Marchand? I hate Brad Marchand.
Yeah, I mean, Bennett was ridiculous.
Who doesn't hate Brad Marchand?
So these guys are looking for retribution at the end of the game. And then all of a sudden, Gadzurich or whatever his name is, comes over and he's looking to get involved to get his guys back. It was, Edmonton had enough and they were incited, but Florida played a clean, well-hitting game.
Did they? Because Edmonton said we tried to match their physicality and they called penalties on us.
Whatever.
You lost
6-1, pal. Then you bring out the goons. Okay.
Did you see Bettman pushing back on the whole tax issue with Bissonnette?
I did not.
Yeah, Bissonnette's like, because he's a Toronto guy, and he's like, we got to do something about the tax disparity. Florida has no state income taxed. And Bettman was like, look, the Florida teams were terrible for 17 years. Nobody cared. So
Bettman's spunky. Bettman, he's not spunky. My favorite.
I know. Yeah. He's also not wrong a lot of times. So.
Exactly. He's a lawyer. He's not gonna give you bullshit. You may not like what he says, but he's factual.
Yeah. Then there's this cut eight. Is that you, Jack Klugman? Jack Klugman, of course, being part of the Odd Couple, the iconic 1965 Neil Simon play that turned into a TV series that turned into multiple iterations of a movie version of it. Jack Klugman played.
The movie was first, the play, then the movie, then the TV show.
Oh, correct. Is that the way it went?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Play, movie, TV show.
Yes.
But Jack Klugman played Oscar, who was a sports writer. Messy, carefree sports writer.
Yes.
Tony Randall.
Tony Randall opposite. Exactly.
Right. Well, I'm afraid that, you know, basically Jack Klugman is being replaced by AI. Today in a story that has...
Well, he's dead.
Well, of course. I mean, I know. But I mean, the prototype of the American sports writer, it's going away. Yahoo today laid off two of its longest tenured and prominent NFL analysts. And replace them with AI.
No way.
Yes. The two analysts, let me get their names. Andy Behrens.
Oh, I liked Andy Behrens.
Yeah, we all liked Andy Behrens.
And Dalton Del Don.
I don't know Dalton. I know, and we know Andy, sure.
Yeah. Behrens.
Fantasy football guy forever.
Yes. Novelist, floor slapper, fantasy nerd analyst, says his bio, Andy Behrens. They fired him and Dalton Del Don.
Sure. Triple D, I think his friends didn't call him.
Right. Which they then put an article out that said this article was written with the assistance of Cast Magic, an AI tool, and reviewed by our editorial team to ensure accuracy. Please reach out to us if you notice any mistakes. And here are the headlines. Why Jameson Williams is no longer a boom or bust fantasy football option in 2025. Sad day, boys. Once upon a time, nerds could make a livable wage.
Well, telling you who to sit. Hopefully Andy can find other work in other places.
Doing what? It's over.
Talking about fantasy, writing about fantasy. I don't know. There's still
why hire a human that requires a health plan when you can just get AI to go, Jameson Williams due for a bust out season. Here's why. And it analyzes all the reasons.
It's still not perfected. I guess Yahoo Sports thinks it can be, but you know, if you watch any of these YouTube news thing clips that are clearly AI and clearly not a human who is voicing them or talking about them, you're like, oh, it's not a human who's doing this. But I guess it's getting to the point where it's getting better and better. And you know, who's going to give their takes on the fantasy matchups each week? Is the AI going to analyze matchups and tell you what they think? I guess they will.
Yeah, is the worst AI we're going to have.
I guess
it's only going to get better. I feel terrible. And I can't wait to talk to Church this week to go get his take on it. You know, yeah, Church is more of a game developer. He develops games like Guillotine Leagues, but he also does plenty of radio appearances and does offer opinions on who to sit and start. I think there is more to it. I agree in that regard. You have to analyze how's a guy's hamstring trending. Is he going to play? How is the matchup? I mean, there's only so much AI can do. And then you got to figure in, you know, the likes of coaches who make dumb, irrational decisions. Takes humans to understand the Belichick effect.
Try to find the best in all these people, and we all know that's not possible.
Right, exactly. And then there's this. I have a mission this summer, boys. I don't know if I'm going to achieve it or not, but I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to somehow research how Oz the Mentalist does it.
Oz,
not Oz. Oz, he has done it. He has done it yet again. He was on ESPN. Greeny said, I'm genuinely shook. I see people responding that this was staged. I swear to you, this was not. I have no explanation of how he did this, but he did it. Hashtag Oz the Mentalist. Now, you probably guessed something. I didn't watch the whole clip. It's 5 minutes and 31 seconds of my life. I'm not going to give
up. I did watch it when I got home from work right before recording.
And what did he guess? That Greenberg was a metrosexual? I could have told you that.
He was basically guessing athletes in their brains. He turned to.
He asked me to picture a Golden State Warriors player of the last 10 years. And incredibly, he knew I was thinking of Steph Curry. I could not believe it. Right. It's incredible.
Yeah, he
I was not thinking of Uwe Blah.
Oh, did you watch the whole thing or not yet?
I watched the first like 3 minutes because I
say the part, and I'm normally I'm all
he
for
is
it.
Cool. I look he is
cool,
freaky David Blaine esque.
But help me here, Solly. Zabe, you'll watch the clip. He asked the guys, "Who you thinking of?" Basically, and he went around the circle, and Greeny was last. PK Subban was the penultimate. Bart Scott was first. Schrager, but he. They were doing everybody's initial lined up to get up. Maybe someone said, you're going to have to think of somebody in the GETUP. Like, that's the part that I can't get over. Like, Bart Scott was thinking of Draymond Green. And then, or somebody else was thinking of Ant-Man Edwards, GE. T was somebody else. And so, like, it all fit in that order. And he was on get up. Like, that...
I'll watch it. I'll see.
I'm being skeptical. I know.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I saw him on Rogan, and he guessed Joe Rogan's PIN code to his ATM. Now that's only four numbers.
Right. Still, that you know what? That
is it 0018. No.
Yeah.
Take you 0019. No.
Okay. But when
0020.
It's 912.
Yeah, 912.
But when he wrote it down and only Rogan could see it, it was not on the air. His reaction was quite genuine. His brow lowered, his voice got noticeably tense, and he said, yeah, that's it. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I'll buy that. So, that's impressive and scary.
Okay, so question. I mean,
is it 4638 Joe R? J-O-E-R?
Oh, right. You know? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just on a mission to watch and watch and research as much as I can. Stories, articles, videos. How does Oz the Mentalist do it? He's got a book out now that he is on a book tour for. This is why he was on Get Up.
Oh, okay.
And it's a book about how to
write. I will make 14 million people buy this book and make $80 million off. Suckers.
These how to
suckers
read people's minds. Yeah, why bother writing a book? Just steal PIN codes to ATMs.
And go I know. Train
their bank by the way, accounts. If Oz gets you to read a book, that's a fucking miracle right there, my friend.
Well, that's right. Scott, that's mind, the miracle. That's mind control. That's yes. Not mind reading.
Okay? I made Steve Zabin read a book while eating vegetables. It never thought could happen, but it was. Unbelievable.
Anyway, it's something to do for the summer, that's for sure.
It is cool. That's
we're running out of sports ball games because hockey was last night. We should have had bouncy ball tonight. Instead, they're making us wait till Wednesday night.
We're going to go again Wednesday, and then hockey doesn't go again until Thursday.
Right.
And then never the twain shall meet.
I know. And then Friday we'll have the next bouncy ball game, and then we got to wait all the way until Monday. So, in other words, no weekend game. For the good old bouncy
ball. You
got the
U.S. Open all weekend, which makes you happy. Oh, yeah. And Father's Day ahead. So that's a good
Father's
thing.
Father's Day. We doing that again?
I mean, yeah. You know, you call your own shot there, pal.
How does Tyreek Hill celebrate Father's Day?
It's just a joke.
No, but there's a joke in there somewhere. I haven't workshopped this one, but I'm
reaching, Eugene.
I'm reaching in the
with
bag.
A lot of different.
I don't know. I'm staying
Cromarty,
away.
Right? Cromarty.
Cromarty is Cannon, one.
Right?
Yeah.
They all have like John 7, 8, 9. Sure.
Did somebody say that already?
Absolutely prolific replicators.
Elon, right? Elon
is one of the Elon, biggest sure, deadbeat dads. But at least he has the money to pay for it all.
Oh,
I'm not sure Tyreek Hill does or will in the future, but we shall see. How does he celebrate Father's Day? One kid at a time. There's the joke. Boom, boom, roasted. Okay, that's not a joke. There's nothing funny in there. Nothing funny in there. Okay, I'd normally end by saying, what are you doing this weekend? But it's only Tuesday, so that doesn't apply. But I appreciate
it. If you want me to talk about it, I'm happy to.
Okay, let's lay it on me. What are you doing this weekend?
Going to the Jersey Shore with Uncle Darren, Aunt Gretchen, and my nieces and my father-in-law.
That's right. That's why we're on now, because you were unavailable Thursday.
Going to a LBI for the first time, Long Beach Island. Never been. North of Brigantine, it's kind of in the middle of the state and on the coast. If you look at it on a map,
there was a Long Beach outside of California.
Long Beach Island looks like the Outer Banks attached itself to New Jersey. Like it's Causeway and a Long Beach Island that people love. They seem to say it's like the quintessential Jersey Shore town. So I'll be back with a full review on Father's Day, Thursday to Sunday, short jaunt, as it were.
All right. Lots of sunscreen on your little bald spot up there, Scott, okay?
Buddy, I learned a hard lesson at the Senior PGA Championship because it was sunny AF. And it was just, I went out there and I'm like, gee, damn it. It's hot.
You had no hat?
I didn't take a hat and I didn't take lotion. And I'm a schmuck. I mean, fully, it's like, whatever I get, I deserve. Please, God, I don't want cancer. But it was itching and peeling by like Wednesday and coming off in sheets. Oh, it was disgusting and it hurt like all get out.
Oh,
not fun. And I deserved it because I was a dummy. You have to lotion up, like Steve says.
Lotion up, baby. Lotion
up.
All right. Very good, fellas. Have yourself a great rest of the week and a weekend. And for those that like to hear Scott and Solly, my old G running mates from the Fox Sports radio days, the Sporting News radio days.
The Yahoo Sports radio days.
Yes, and the AI Twins.
Right. Then make sure to subscribe to Fridays right here on the Zabecast. Also support their podcast on Patreon, the Lynn Murray Solly podcast, wherever it is that you get your podcast.
Patreon. Here's Abe every Tuesday.
And hear me every Tuesday as well. All right, fellas, thanks. And thanks for listening. We'll see everyone next time. You know I've got to be moving on. Oh, big old jet at a line. Don't carry me too far away. Oh, big old jet at a line. Cause it's here that I got to stay.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.